The Memoir Series, a selection of memoirs by summer citizens and students participating in the 4-Minute Memoirs course at Utah State University.
From Down Under and More. "Mom, he seems just like me," said my 17-year-old son one summer afternoon in 1979 after we opened and read from the contents of a large envelope from Youth for Understanding, headquartered in Washington, D.C. The family, right then and there, agreed to sponsor a student one more time, a boy who would live in our home for 1 year. We had just received this biographical information from a 16-year-old from Sydney, Australia. Our family, consisting of an older sister, then at the University of California in Berkeley, and our son, a junior in high school, my husband and I, reminisced about our first delightful experience back in 1976 when we had Cece Dahlbom from Stockholm, Sweden. She came to us because we read in the local paper the need for homes for a group of youngsters through the Swedish cultural exchange. She was a young 17-year-old, having no brothers or sisters, delighting in the give and take of our two, sharing a bedroom and urging the kids, "Don't fight." We took the time to show Cece as much of Sacramento and California that we could that summer of her six-week stay. For some reason, she was impressed with the ice cream served at Farrell's Ice Cream Parlor, as were her fellow Swedes here in the U.S. for that short time. We delighted in enjoying with her our country's bicentennial with the massive fireworks and entertainment extravaganza down in Old Sacramento on the river. Going over to Carson City, Nevada, up to the mountains to the cabin, down to Disneyland, it was exhausting. Cece was only impressed when we finally took her to the Hearst Castle in San Simeon, California, where she saw the antiquities from all over Europe. Also, she was in her heyday because her young king had just married, tennis phenomena Bjorn Borg won at the U.S. Open, and the Swedes had won swimming events in the Summer Olympics. Alas, this was our summer of appreciating Sweden. And, of course, we remembered after Cece that we had become involved in this exchange process by volunteering with Youth for Understanding. Our daughter Jean was chosen by YFU to journey to Paray-les-Monial, France, after her senior year in high school. She lived with a young couple who were physicians and their 3-year-old daughter in a family home that belonged to the matriarch who lived with them. Oh, the story she told. She became fluent in French and passed the baccalaureate exam given to all students completing gymnasium or the final year of the European education. While she was abroad and living the life of a young French student, we sponsored and chose yet another student, Paulo Lopez, from Rio de Janeiro. He was younger than our son, but was tall, shy, a young boy with decent English that he spoke with a slight lisp. He loved soccer and played on an intramural team with our son, Scott. He introduced us to Brazilian feijoada, a beans and meat dish that he loved, and how to froth a strong cup of coffee. We remembered him deep-sea fishing in Monterey, California, and being embarrassed that he was so very seasick. He enjoyed his 6 months with us at the American High School to learn about being self-reliant and away from home. 2 years later, he sent his beautiful sister to our neighborhood to live with us as an exchange student, but actually she lived with friends down the street. Those are all nice memories, but the best ones were the ones of having the boy with us that Scott actually chose. He arrived smiling, and that smile or laugh didn't stop. Brad Thornton taught us to love having a huge gang of kids around, good kids who were wholesome and had a lot of fun in our home all the time. He wore his UGG boots and shorts in the Sacramento winter. After all, it was summer back home. He introduced us to Vegemite, the yeast spread that Aussies put on toast. We met his parents, his sister, and his brother. We laughed when he and Scott brought flowers to their gals, but these flowers were found up at the nearby cemetery. Brad loved anything with wheels, and those wheels usually went very fast. Although he couldn't drive on American soil, he did enjoy ATVs at the beach, riding with those that could drive. We taught him to water ski at Folsom Lake. Many times we held our breath and prayed for the safety of our boys. He was so well thought of by his classmates that they gathered outside our home on the final afternoon we had him with us to have a meal and before we took him to the airport. There were tears and lots of love shown by the gang of boys and girls. He had met the girl down the street in the course of his senior year in high school, courted her for many years long distance as they finished university in their respective countries, and he married her 8 years later, taking her home to become an Australian citizen. Lynette and Brad now have a gang of 6 children of their own. Our ties to them continue with love and caring as they have come back to the United States to visit in various stages of family. 4 years ago, on their Around the World tour with the whole family, we were privileged to have them visit a week after they stopped to see the Grand Canyon in Arizona, and 2 years ago, we journeyed to Sydney to visit in their home. We learned so much from having all the exchange students in our home. We experienced 3 very different cultures and family dynamics. Our family had the honor of caring for Cece, Paolo, and Brad. They had the privilege of living in America and experiencing a bit of our way of life. We have no doubt that the boy from Down Under was meant to be in our home the year of 1979 through 80. He has become a fine man, a wonderful father, a loving husband, and a teacher, one we are proud to call ours, and all because he was just like me, Mom, and we invited him in. This is Marian Anser.
This has been a memoir from the Memoir Series, a selection of memoirs by summer citizens and students participating in the 4-Minute Memoirs course at Utah State University. To hear more of these memoirs, check out upr.org.